USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
It could be a very long night as lawmakers scramble to complete work on a coronavirus relief bill and measure funding for the federal government into the next year. The roughly $900 billion coronavirus relief bill is more than 5,000 pages long. Republican Senator from Louisiana, John Kennedy, is a fan of the bill, but he reminds everyone on Fox News,
"There is no money, Ferry. We don't have this money. We only have 5% of it. Sandra, we had to borrow. It's real help. Will it be enough? I think it will be, but we're just going to have to wait and see."
Democrat Representative Tulsi Gabbard says younger Congress members should not cut in line for the COVID-19 immunization before those most vulnerable. Gabbard saying she'll hold off on getting the vaccine until more at-risk people have been given the shot. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I'd have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
A strong winter storm is expected to sweep across the United States this Christmas week. The National Weather Service saying a severe weather system will move from the northwest toward the central United States by Wednesday, bringing snow, thunderstorms, and heavy rain that may cause flooding to some regions. Avalanche warnings have been issued from Oregon to Montana for the next couple days. Meteorologists saying the storm will intensify and hit the East Coast by Christmas Eve and say temperatures will be below zero, as will wind chills. Police and military officials are searching for answers in the death of a soldier in upstate New York.
The U.S. Army confirmed on Sunday the death of Corporal Hayden Harris, the 20-year-old soldier, went missing from Fort Drum in upstate New York last week, noting that foul play is suspected. It's being reported Harris's body was found in a remote part of northern New Jersey and that local authorities said a fellow soldier was arrested in connection with his death. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A new strain of COVID-19 in the UK is causing some countries to take action.
More countries are introducing travel restrictions on the United Kingdom, citing the spread of a new strain of coronavirus in the south of England. Belgium, Germany, Ireland, Italy, Latvia, and the Netherlands have all ended flights to and from the UK temporarily. France has halted all travel with the UK for the next 48 hours, including cross-channel freight traffic. Canada has also suspended flights for at least 72 hours, and Argentina, Chile, and Colombia announced restrictions as well. The new variant of the virus hasn't been proven to be more deadly, but is about 70% more transmissible. The UK set a record for daily new cases on Sunday with more than 35,000 new infections. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Senior advisor to President Trump, Jared Kushner, is in the Middle East touting peace progress in the region. The president's son-in-law meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and calling recent brokered peace deals between the United States and Israel the beginning of a new era.
Regional transformation has officially begun. First, Israel made peace with the United Arab Emirates, then with the Kingdom of Bahrain, then Kosovo and Serbia, then Sudan, and just recently Morocco.
Kushner heading to Morocco on Tuesday after they agreed to normalize relations with Israel. Netanyahu expects more countries to follow suit. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.